Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to Other Heater Bites review of the world premiere of August, playing now at the Cat's Crawl, March 7th through the 17th, 2024. Forbidden Love Tales. These stories have resonated with humanity for centuries. What happens when love is denied? In the world premiere of August, we meet two twins, a sister, Grace Clifton, played by Laura Hoffer, and her brother, Jeremy Clifton, played by Landon Wedderstrom. These two wealthy siblings' lives change dramatically when August, their new employee, a poor girl from Nebraska named August, played by Yasmin Karasinghe, becomes more than an employee in this tragic love story set in the 1930s. I like the writing and the setup of this play for the most part, and the way the relationships are set up. It is almost too obvious that this is a good setup for drama. The playwright Nazarov does a great job keeping the story on the characters and the relationship, which is the meat and potatoes of this play. But besides the costumes and the noticeable change in speaking in this show, the actual presence of the setting, time, and place in the 1930s takes too much of a back seat. This is so important because the choice to set this play in the 1930s is such a defining feature, and it really helps set it apart from other stories like this. This play doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it does do a lot of things right. The set design in this production is humble at best, with not so much going on, a couch in the middle of the stage. They kept the view of the stage quite narrow using the red curtains. The lighting the production did have was used to help and add a little extra to some of the scenes. Performances in this production vary, but not to a large degree. A very consistent and strong performance from Yasmin Karasinghe, who plays one of the leads in August. Karasinghe felt very settled in this character and undoubtedly well cast. Her co-star Landon Wedderstrom, who plays Jeremy Clifton, was able to display multiple sides of the character while maintaining his charming personality throughout. Watching this production of August, you can see a decent love story, and in certain moments, echoes of something even better. I give August at the Cat's Crawl a 7.8 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater. If you like what we do here, you can support us by buying me a coffee. This podcast is helped greatly from donations from our listeners that help finance our reviewers and annual theater awards in Los Angeles and Orange County.